David, it's always nice to see your face. You're a little further away, and yeah, love.
Good to
I
see you guys
guess
too.
it matters a little bit less in this virtual environment, but know how much we appreciate you. So, and thanks everyone for being with us. Today is Friday, November 13th. The time is 9:01 a.m. And we are here for a Mountain Heights Academy Board of Trustees meeting. We're holding the meeting virtually. And we'll start right in with our agenda. We're going to do a roll call first. I think the best way to do that, I'm just going to start at the top and I'll just read the names of everyone who's here so that to make things, to facilitate that a little bit better. This is Jen Christensen, Board Chair. We have Delaina Tonks, Director with us, David Wiley, Board, Kara Finley from Academica West, Carrie Malkovich, Board, Royce Kimmons, Board, Kathy Hurst from Academica West, Gabe Clark from Academica West, and Gwendolyn Smith from the Board. Did I get everybody, Kara?
Yes, I think you did.
All right. Our first item is a consent item. We have our October 23rd board meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes or concerns with anything there? And if not, could I have a motion to approve those?
I'll motion to approve.
Thanks, Carrie. And a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, David. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Do a voice vote
Aye.
on that. And then from there, we will move in. Thanks, Kara. Public comment is next. I doesn't we don't have anyone with us today, so we'll next move into our 2021 and 2022 fee schedule. David, I'm so pleased that this year you're with us for this discussion and the chance to approve our annual fee waiver policy because it looks pretty awesome and
Yes.
you've had a big piece of
Jen, it's
it
not
over
on
the
the agenda for approval today. Today's the first public comment session
Oh.
out of two that you have to hold. So it's just the initial chance for the public to comment on the fee schedule and the fee waiver policy.
Thank you for that clarification, Kara.
Jen, I had a question on it. I
Yes.
read through it, and I know I've read through our past policies and procedures on this, but if there's any changes to our past policy, could when it's sent to us, could those be, redlined or something that shows us where the changes have been made so we don't have to go back and look for our previous document? That would
Yes,
just be helpful.
of course. And we always, it looks like the last time that we amended this was in August. Gabe, do you want to take a second and can you provide an up or
Yeah,
Delana?
so there's no changes to this policy from your August. We always just provide it as part of your fee approval process so that the board can make great informed decisions.
Okay.
Okay, because that's what I was reading through it and I kept thinking, I don't see any changes. I'm not sure where the change is, and I read it twice, and I thought I missed something. So maybe that was good for changes.
We appreciate you looking, and you're always welcome to reach out to Gabe for those red line copies too. And but yeah, that is nice to have. So thank you. Anything else that anyone wants to say about the fee schedule? All
I think
right.
we're really lucky that our students aren't inundated with fees like some other schools. I really appreciate the administration and the work that we put into not having that burden on the families.
We have definitely had some great advocates for that on the board over the last few years. So, thank you. All right. Our first voting item is the school mint. Delaina, do you want to just give us the quick?
Yes. So we have been a beautiful cobbled together entity where we use a variety of different systems to provide a variety of different functions. And we're too big to be a cobbled together, to have all that cobbled together. School Mint is an enrollment lottery notification registration system where about five different, it will replace five different other applications and entities that we use, like Typeforms and the lottery that we currently have, and it creates a seamless process. It's mostly helpful for the user interface. So when the parents and students apply through the lottery, this is a seamless process for them, but it also reduces the need for staff to dual enter data along the way. And what I am personally hoping that this will accomplish is that nothing will fall through the cracks because it's all in one place. Instead of picking up data from a family from the lottery and carrying it over to the type forms and moving it over to a Google form or somewhere else, it all lives in the same place. The cost for this year is $19,443.50. It will be less in future years. The implementation fee is one of the largest pieces of this. It's well worth the money for the staff time and the reduction of parent stress as they try to enter into our school.
Okay. Thank you. And if it's okay, I'd like to just do these two items together. The other item that we're looking at of course, Carrie, sorry.
How much have we been paying for the piecemeal software, what we've been using in the past? Will this be a significant increase over that bundle now that it will all be in one program?
Yes, and I didn't do a cost analysis of the staff time to carry the data from one platform to another, but this is a significant increase to be able to have everything live in the same place. I think just off the top of my head, the five different systems that we're using, we did them on a shoestring budget. And so maybe $5,000 for all of those. And so yes, this will be significantly more and hopefully the significantly better.
Well, and then more cost effective if we're counting in time from each staff member, the input data, then maybe it's not as big of a difference as we might think just initially.
Yeah, that could be true. And I have not looked at that and the hours specifically, but having staff freed up to do the things that only they can do, if we can have a piece of technology and a platform take care of some of those other things, I think that it will definitely be a cost savings down the road.
Any other questions about the School Mint contract? Okay, hearing none, we'll move into the furniture approval.
Okay, one of the beautiful things that happens when we expand is that we need furniture to put into all the space that has been expanded. So we are looking specifically for additional files, and that is because we've almost doubled our student load and we have doubled the amount of files that we need to store. So the student files were just overflowing. So we're requesting a total of $27,325 for additional storage cabinets and then also glass whiteboards in each office that allow our team members to be able to brainstorm and keep track of things a little bit better. And then also some standing desk tops. They just sit on top of the existing desks, but they're pressure. You push them and then you can stand so that our people aren't sitting all day long. They have an opportunity to do some work while standing up. And we're requesting one of those for each office.
Thank you. Any questions about the furniture proposal? All right, then can I have a motion to approve the School Mint contract and the Workspace Elements November furniture budget proposal?
I love it, so I'm gonna move.
Thank you, David. And a second?
Second, this is Gwen.
Thanks, Gwen. We appreciate that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm hearing unanimous voting on that. Thank you, everyone. Our next, just for your calendars, we have our final 2020 board meeting on December 18th in a little bit over a month. And thank you for joining us today. The time is 9:11. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Carrie. We appreciate your time and have a wonderful holiday season and stay safe out there, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.